What is up and welcome, fellow awkward amigos. You already know what it is. It's the ambassador of awkward. It is the warden of weird. It is your boy, Awkward Freaking Vegas. As always, I am with the homie, the one and only, the unfortunately still got lucky with it. Still your, pardon my awkwardness, predictions champion, Awkward Day Day.
Yay, that's me.
Oh, whatever. this is ridiculous. And I'm trying to figure out, because you said something a couple weeks ago. You were like, at what point in time does it stop being luck? I don't know. Because you went into this pay-per-view saying, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. And it literally could go up in the air. And I feel like you flip coins and those magical coins just work to your advantage. Because it's always some shenanigans. It's always some shenanigans. It is. It's always shenanigans with you.
I won off the very first match.
It's always shenanigans with you. It's ridiculous.
Why is it shenanigans?
Because I don't have a follow-up to that, but just because, deal with it. What's up, man? No, I had to get that out of my system. I had to get that out of my system.
Like, okay, all right.
I had to get it out.
I got shenanigans.
I feel better now. It's good to hear from you. How's everything been?
Oh, pretty good. Just a lot of rain lately. Man. Like, it's just...
Rain is good when you don't have to work. When you don't have to, like, get out and do stuff, I'm all about rainy days. I know. Like, rainy days. I've been playing a lot of Resident Evil Village recently. We've still been continuing that. And there's been a couple times that's fallen on a rainy day where I've been playing that, and I'm just like, ooh, I don't... Can we change games?
Streamed the zombies where you go to different portals. I think we tried it last time with Dylan. We tried Outbreak on there on Call of Duty.
Oh, I'm like Resident Evil. Wait, what? I was talking about Resident Evil.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Oh, you just switched over to Call of Duty.
I'm sorry.
You see what this man does? You see what this man does? He says what? We talking video games? We got to get back to Call of Duty.
Well, no. You said something about streaming.
True COD fan.
Right. You said something about streaming, so I said.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't realize you were talking about, you said streaming zombies. I was like, zombies are in Resident Evil. Yes, they are.
I said, you know what? You got it, sir.
How'd your zombies gaming go? How did that go with DG? DG Devastation and was it DG?
Well, Russia? No, it was just me and DB and Darian.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which he streamed that day, actually.
Lord, why is everybody just hopping on board now? Everybody's just hopping on board now.
I don't mind it. I mean,
cool with it. Like, it's hilarious. It's so cool to see. Like, it's one of those, like, if you would have looked at it last year and been like, hey, in a year we're all going to be streaming, we would have straight laughed at each other. Oh, yeah, probably not. Yeah, we'll see. Now we're legitimately all on Twitch in some capacity. That's hilarious. So how'd that go?
We got out of there on the first one. Mm-hmm. I think we made it to either three or four on there. But, like, I know that's low, but on that, it's...
I mean, you know, I don't know about zombies.
It's challenging.
Like, that's numbers.
But, our random left us. So we had to get out of there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
As we went, it was going to require four people.
I think the last zombies game that I played was Black Ops 2 before Cold War, before we did that one time.
Yeah.
Where you guys twisted my arm and told me to sit still in a corner and just shoot this.
I didn't say that.
Range. It was insinuated. You didn't have my back.
No. Hold on. I saved you. I went down and
because I kept dying.
Saving you.
I kept dying.
Still.
Because I felt overpowered.
Who saved you the most?
Oh,
though?
Come on.
I was right there every single time.
Oh, come on.
Don't be saying that.
You can't save me unless you let me die. And I feel like that was your plan all along. I feel like you got like XP every time that you res me. So it was one of those. You're like, yeah, I want to go save him. Who's going to go save Vegas?
You think I want to run? You think I want to run down there and act like I'm action hero?
You might just come on, John McClane. They just put that update in there, didn't they?
They sure did. And guess what? I did not buy it.
You didn't get it?
No.
Well, it was not. Yo, dude, Die Hard is legit.
I know.
What do you have against John McClane?
I don't have anything against him.
Good. It's just,
I'm not about to like fall for the trap of spending $20 every time.
$20?
Yeah.
The movie's not even $20.
It's $20 for him, like two blueprints, an emblem, and a calling card. And I'm like, $20?
$20.
Come on now.
Can we get that at a $5 bin at Walmart? Come on, bro. Like, it's
so like, you see why I'm not getting it?
Can Rambo's you get it with your COD points or whatever they are?
Yeah, if you have the COD points to do it, yeah. But
okay. Well, you don't have the COD points to do it?
No, because I buy the battle pass with my COD points.
He said no. I use my COD points.
You see, I'm being smarter and doing it this way.
He said I get free 20 tiers. I get a new weapon. I get a new character if I want to use them. And I don't have to get Die Hard / Rambo.
Let me quit talking about COD. I'm sorry.
Goodness. No, we had a pretty big week in wrestling. We have a new colossal champion in NXT.
Yeah.
That was, you know me, boy, I was ready for Bronson to win that one. Of course, we're coming off of Backlash. We had a fatal four-way on SmackDown. There was a lot of champion stuff going on this week. And then, of course, AEW, I mean, they had Eddie Kingston stealing people's shoes. Like, it was...
It's
never a bad week of wrestling when Eddie Kingston is stealing people's shoes. That's never a bad day. That's never a bad day. But we got a lot to talk about. Before we continue, if you guys haven't already, go ahead and follow us on all those wonderful social media platforms. You already know Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, @awkward_Vegas. Day-Day, where can they find you, brother?
All the same places except TikTok and Snapchat right now.
No Snappy, no Tiki or Talky.
@awkward_Day-Day.
Yup. But as always, before we continue on, we talk about this crazy awkward week in wrestling. We ask you guys to do us this one beautiful thing. Go ahead and pardon our awkwardness. This is Pardon My Awkwardness, the most entertaining wrestling podcast you could possibly be listening to. Did I say that properly? I feel like I messed that part up.
It
happens at least once a show. We're going to try that again. This is Pardon My Awkwardness, the most entertaining wrestling podcast you could possibly be listening to right now. I feel like that was the part where everything kind of just got blended together. It was the possibly be, and it just came out as possibly, which I mean, I might've made something new. I might've made something new. As I said before, I am the ambassador of awkward. I am the warden of weird. I am awkward mother freaking Vegas. And I am with my podcast tag team partner, your current Pardon My Awkwardness predictions champion, Awkward Day-Day. I hate saying that, but I feel like I have to say it every show.
You have to. As long as I'm champion, you have to.
All right. That's fine. Because I'm just going to rub it in when I become champ.
Hey, I don't do that. I just, you know.
Yeah, because you don't have to. I do it. I give you the entrance.
I know.
Paul Heyman, congratulations.
This is how it would be if I was in the ring.
Okay, I mean, I hate that. I wasn't even going to agree with that. I thought about agreeing with that, and I was like, I'm not going to agree with that. I can't agree with that statement. I will not be here. Don't you subject me to your manager.
You even said you would. No, right, don't.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that. I wouldn't be that groveling manager, though. I don't think I could be that groveling.
I need you to help me win matches.
I was about to say, I feel like I would definitely be more of the there's only one Malcolm Bivens. There's only one Malcolm Bivens. But I don't know. I wouldn't even be like a Robert Stone. I wouldn't even be like a Jimmy Hart. I don't know. Man, that's tough. What kind of manager would I be?
I don't know.
Come on. I need something. What kind of manager would I be? I feel like I would be like Leo Rush to your Bobby Lashley, like, where it's just shifty. You know what I mean? Just enough to get on people's nerves, just enough to get on people's nerves, but does the job so well. Cause I like that pairing. I actually really enjoyed that pairing. Like when, cause I used to call you and mess with you. My man.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley. I would be okay with that. I would be the Leo Rush to your Bobby Lashley any day. I don't know why I said it like that.
All right. I'm down with it.
So I guess I'm okay with that. So what kind of manager would you be?
I'm not being a manager.
If you were to be a manager, what kind of manager? I feel like, would you be the distract the referee and then let him kind of get over, or would you be the slide the chair in and or hit the person? Which one would you be? Would you be the conniving, like thinking? Oh, you would just be the.
You said something about chair.
He says, "So you said something about a chair, and I got to hit somebody."
Yeah.
So you would be that. Okay. Who? I don't think I've ever asked you this. Who's your favorite manager? Like from
China.
Would you say she was a manager though? Because
she was a manager. Like she'll start she wrestling.
In my opinion, she was the muscle.
She was still a manager.
Okay.
Out with Triple H.
No, I was thinking like Paul Heyman. You know what I mean? Like Bobby the Brain Heenan, Jimmy Hart, MVP. What MVP's doing right now? That's like my idea. Like China, I looked at China as. That's the muscle. Like once she stepped in the ring, it was like she's not a manager. That's the muscle.
She was. I know she was still, but the time that I was watching and everything, just the matches back then, and
that's why I feel like she would.
She was still a manager. Yeah,
I guess title wise,
she didn't start wrestling really until she got out of DX.
Okay, so in that capacity was Miss Elizabeth Randy Savage's manager.
She was a manager.
So you would classify that as a manager as well. Perfect.
Yeah, she was.
I'm just trying to get your definition of, you know what I mean, what a manager would be, or if like Reggie's not a manager to me. Reggie's there. Reginald,
you out there over 100 matches out there,
but Reggie. Okay, so if Reggie's out there 100 matches and he just keeps doing flips around the outside, distract is that a manager?
Oh my goodness! So we just gonna have this? He just gonna?
But
be
you know flipping. What I'm saying? Like, but would you classify somebody like Reginald with Nia and Shayna as a manager?
Yeah, unless they want to turn him into. I mean, I would love to see him be a wrestler.
But see me, I just I see him as kind of a. In addition to, you know what I mean? I don't really see him as like that manager title. Just like I didn't see Leo Rush as a manager per se, but he's still, I guess.
He was just both. He was
just a mouthpiece though. Like I feel he was more mouthpiece.
But yeah, Reginald, like I don't know what he's doing.
So since we're talking about managers and we're talking about that, Would you consider Swerve? Obviously, new Hit Row. We got Hit Row out there. They came and they had a very specific point to make this week on NXT. Would you say Swerve was be more of the manager in that faction? Or
no, this is just like DX was
it's gonna be just everybody's going.
Everybody wrestles.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were thinking maybe it was gonna be a situation like Swerve was gonna be like, I'm gonna take some time off.
He won a singles title because those other two can go for the tag titles and she can go for
but we've talked about it before. We know how sometimes they feel about giving everybody in a faction gold.
But yeah.
I wish it was the case that they would be more lenient to doing that, but for some reason.
But I'm not saying they would have to win it. Like somebody in that group is getting it. I'm
all about like give the entire faction gold. I've been wanting that for a while. Like build it up and let's do it. Speaking of factions and gold, and I had no transition. I just was okay. Alexander Wolf is apparently kicked out of Imperium now.
and good
move, bad move. What do you think?
Bad move. He got released.
Oh, he got released as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right after that, he got released.
I didn't know that. Maybe. Okay. That makes sense on why they kicked him out then. That makes sense on everything real recently with how they've been playing that. Dang. I didn't realize that. That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, dang. Wish him. What does WWE say? Wish him the best in his future endeavors.
Yep.
Wish him the best in his future endeavors. That's crazy. That's cray cray. Well, it wasn't a bad match. It was a short match. Killian Dane was pretty much a squash match.
Yeah.
Killian Dane walked off and that was it. What would you say the match of the night was on NXT?
The cage match.
That boy Bronson.
The cage match.
Did that surprise you? Did you expect that?
No, happen? I knew he was gonna win that, but it like
what a match though. Like I knew man. He was like I obviously I wanted him to win it. I've been a Bronson Reed fan for a little bit now. An old Jonah Rock. But I was not expecting that good of a match. And I don't want to downplay like Johnny Gargano or Bronson, but man, they put on a hell of a match. Like, especially just for a regular Tuesday night. Like,
that
and that's
power bomb that
what
Johnny did, like where they're standing up on the ropes.
Yeah. Bro, the splash that he did when he turned in midair.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, Bronson's athletic, but geez. And then of course, Austin Theory. Everything that happened with Austin Theory out there. He tried to help out where he could, but man, Bronson showed out. And of course, you always know what my next question is. Well, all right, who's the next one to take it from him? Who's in line for you? Other than of course, you have the rematch, Johnny Gargano rematch. He's got to. Who's gonna be the one to dethrone Mr. Reed?
I'd like it to be Swerve.
I don't know.
But
I don't know. Like I say, ride that this wave.
But I don't know. Couldn't Swerve even go for the cruiserweight too?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so
I mean Ashante the Adonis was
but
was
yeah. Over. But back to Bronson though, before I get into that. Right. I don't know who would take it off of him. I mean,
put Kyle with them. You know what I mean? If you want to talk, yeah, I mean, Kyle has a lot of momentum coming, of course, off that still off that Adam Cole match. I would say, shoot, the feud with Finn showed that Kyle can be consistent. Yeah, I mean, why not put him in the North American Championship title and have him kind of go back and forth? You get this cool Kyle, man. Kyle's cool, man.
Cool Kyle.
Cool Kyle.
Cool Kyle.
I mean, my hat's cool Kyle, man. I'm still trying to get used to it. Him and his Call of Duty weapon skin trunks, bro. He unlocked. He had 15 headshots playing zombies, and he unlocked those trunks.
Like, you need to chill. Like,
oh man. No, I'm interested to see exactly what they do. Of course, it was good to see Bobby actually say, "Hey, I'm going to be in the ring next week against Pete Dunne." Scary individual to step in the ring with coming off of an injury. Just Pete Dunne makes everything look just like it hurts. I feel like everything in the ring with Pete Dunne does hurt. I feel like if you go into a match with Pete Dunne, you know what you're getting into. Who do you think is the stiffest wrestler on NXT right now on the roster?
Probably him.
Trying to think. I feel like Finn's kind of
Finn's
kind of stepped up a little bit more with his violent tendencies. Like yeah. And even
true
even he has Thatcher, that's a tag team that's starting to look
really I was cool. Gonna say him and Ciampa, they both
that's a tag team that's starting to look really good.
GYV and them is going they going
man they're you want to talk about a stiff match. Bro, can you? My God, only way that match would be more physical, like violent, is if you had Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan in it.
Oh Lord.
Like if you would have threw if it triple threat match of that, no, my God.
Everybody's getting slapped in the face and the everything.
Oh my God. There's just welts. Just welts everywhere.
Chopped on the chest, all of it.
I will say that other than Ted DiBiase showing up, probably the most impressive thing of NXT this week. That promo. Dude, that promo for Balor Cross 2.
That was cool.
Yo, I was not, I don't know who, what happened, who switched up, who's handling their promos now, their video packages, but dude, that video package was dope.
Yeah, it was.
Like, you already know where I stand with Karrion Kross.
I know.
You already know where I stand with Karrion Kross. So there were two things that, of course, stood out to me in this episode of NXT. One of them, of course, being Bronson Reed. And both of them are tied together. Bronson Reed, as I was saying, he, with him winning the title, of course, freed Johnny up. Now, we've talked about it before, Johnny potentially going back for the NXT championship.
Yeah. But
I would be okay with, strictly because I hope at some point in time they let Scarlett actually get in the ring. And who better to get in a feud with than Candice LeRae while Johnny Gargano is going after, you know what I'm saying? To where, yeah. Of course, Candice and Indy, they have their own issues. They have their own problems going on. But just for my own personal fandom, I'm just like, I would love to see Karrion Kross and Scarlett go up against Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae. I want it. Because it's such a different, but it has to be the way Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae. I want that version of them. Like Scarlett shoots fireballs out of her hands and Johnny just throws Candice in front of him or something. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Johnny would do something like that. The way Johnny Gargano, he'd move her in front of
him. So you want Candice to get hit like she did with the super kick?
No. I'm saying, like, I just want this version of Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae. Like the sneaky, the comedy. Like, I want this version of Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano to go up against this version, this super intense. You know what I mean? The man comes to the ring dressed as a gladiator, for God's sakes. This super intense, this super like hyper-focused Karrion Kross takes everything serious. And imagine Austin Theory, like just like he had that match with them, but just ramped to a level that would just... Then you throw the Index storyline in there. That's entertainment.
That was funny. He was in there. He got sad.
Yes. He just walked off.
Walked off like Michael Myers. Just walked off.
I'm trying to figure out how he passed any type of massage test to get in there. That's what I want to know. Like, that's not a man that just sneaks into a...
No, why was the other person okay with him even being in there? That's my thing.
Exactly. There are two people getting massages. You had to look to the left and say, I've never seen you before, but you're staring very intently at the lady that you're massaging. Sir, please go.
Yeah, it's like
go.
He's still like he's just staring.
Yes.
Like, and you're not gonna notice that. He's just sitting over there with just Candice massaging. And everything, just massaging and everything.
They're just talking to each other.
Nothing's weird about this man right here, tatted up and everything, just staring off.
Just staring off into the distance, like the murderous painter.
Into the abyss.
The murderous painter that he is. Man, that was and then Indy finding out that Candice was the one that purchased everything. Indy didn't even find out that Candice was the one that purchased it. Indy was just like, he still loves me and ran off and didn't even get mad at Candice.
Like, your car got declined.
Right? That whole thing's hilarious. But no, we mentioned it earlier. Something that, in my opinion, is I didn't watch all of AEW. Mm-hmm. I felt bad this week. This week I did not get a chance to watch all of AEW. So you'll have to fill me in on a little bit of what happened. But from what I saw, obviously Eddie Kingston walked out with some Diors that weren't his.
And the socks.
He had to make sure he jacked the socks as well. I'm surprised he didn't pick his pockets. I know Anthony Ogogo took it to Austin Gunn.
Yeah. And that? He did the move that I said that I would like to see him do. He did the pop up and punched him in the face.
Okay. So
I was like, thank
you. So they're not doing gut punches anymore.
He did a couple of times. Okay. And then he did that and it was done.
Okay. So what's your thoughts on this whole Cody Rhodes, Anthony Ogogo thing? Like where do you, who comes out on top?
We've seen,
this?
I mean, we've seen things like this before.
So do you think Cody wins? Like early booking, if this is early prediction, early booking, I'm not going to hold you to it,
man. I don't,
because we got the 30th, right? So we got 9 days.
I have seen this happen, like, and it goes either way. Like I've seen the person that everybody wants to win lose, and like something's probably.
So, I think Ogogo wins because this will be a big, big victory, not just for Ogogo, but for the factory. Which yeah. I think is more important. I think QT Marshall, that feud with that brief, you know, I mean, back and forth with Cody was important. You know what I mean? Because it made people that much more aware of QT Marshall. Now it's like you still got Anthony Ogogo, you got Aaron, or what's his name? Aaron Solo and Nick Cassavetes. Am I saying that properly? So, I hope I'm saying something, that properly.
I can't remember what it is.
But you got all those guys there. Some of them we've seen on Dark. Some of them we've seen a little bit on Dynamite. But I think with Anthony Ogogo bringing that victory will kind of make the factory more solidified. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, that just kind of like, I don't know. I've been thinking this way during the predictions and I've still lost. So
if Ogogo wins, I don't think it'll be clean.
Oh, I mean,
I think okay. Going to get involved.
I think QT gets involved. I think Cody equalizes QT.
And then he gets
I think Cody would take out QT while like QT's trying to get involved, and then Anthony Ogogo would take advantage of the distraction.
Hit. Okay. That works.
Yeah, I would think it would be more that, because it would be kind of extending the feud with QT on, I mean, him and Cody. Jim Ross and them, they'll talk about, oh
yeah,
getting involved, they still mad about that whole situation. Cody's distracted, Anthony Ogogo gets the punch, 1, 2, 3. Now whether, I don't think they bring in brass knuckles, you know what I mean? That's my only concern sometimes when you have a boxer that has a finisher like that, yeah. Is if they want to really drive it home, you throw in some brass knuckles to kind of make it really stick. Yeah. So I don't know, I think Anthony Ogogo definitely pulls out the victory, though. So why am I scrolling through Twitter and the other day and Lance Archer versus Miro? I'm sorry. Yes. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What is happening? What happened with the Sting and Lance Archer situation?
Well, that's because Darby had the belt.
So Lance Archer was only being nice to Sting in them because Darby
he wanted the belt, but Miro got to him.
So
and,
okay, would you think that Darby would be a better opponent for Lance Archer? And if you're Lance Archer, who are you picking to face? Darby Allin?
Yeah.
Or Miro?
I see what you're saying. See, but like there's another match though. There's Darby and Sting against Ethan Page and Scorpio
Sky.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you're Lance Archer, and I was just going based off of the previous episodes that I saw, and it was just a lot of Lance Archer and Sting having these moments where Sting is, like, talking to Lance Archer about how good he is, and Lance Archer's like, hey, thanks, man. And then Lance comes out to kind of help sometimes and make a save to where it seemed like they were starting to align to an extent where he was just going to say, bump you, Jake the Snake. I'm going with Sting. It was kind of got a little bit of those kind of vibes. But now I guess Miro has the title. I don't know necessarily what the dynamic is with Sting and Lance Archer anymore. Is there a dynamic anymore, or is it just kind of like that was a cool little segment that we had on K Sera Sera?
I think that was just a little segment, like basically them, him, like Sting giving his respect to him, and then it's okay. Like just stuff like that, and then I think that was it.
Because, I mean, I guess looking at it, it makes more sense as I think about it, because you have to have a heel, you have to have a face in this Miro match, and Miro is definitely a heel, and maybe that small interaction with Sting was to kind of take off that last little bit of heelishness that I guess Lance Archer had, getting a little bit of a rub from Sting and Darby, who are extreme faces right now, kind of showing a little bit more positive interaction between those two, took a little bit of that edge off of, you know what I mean, off of Lance Archer being a solidified bad guy, to kind of get him some more cheers.
Oh yeah, he was definitely getting cheered.
And that's what I mean. Get him some more cheers in this Miro match, because now he's going against the ultimate heel, and you can't take a lukewarm heel that I think Lance Archer really was. He was kind of a lukewarm heel. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't a face that you could get behind, but he wasn't like a tweener like Moxley is, like Eddie Kingston is. Like, he was just like, dude, I don't like you, but I don't know why I don't like you. But you're painted as a bad guy. Should I not like you? It was kind of that situation.
Yeah.
To where I guess having that interaction with Sting made it a little bit easier to make him more of a face going into this match. See, sorry, I just like answered my own
question. I like him being heel though, because I'm gonna miss people getting thrown out the tunnel before like he comes out, or
you would just see the body fly, the murder hawk monster, just...
or somebody at ringside gets punched in the face.
You know what I'm not gonna miss?
What?
I'm not gonna miss Jake the Snake Robert talking about busting nuts on camera. Listen, and on I'm done with that.
They finally cut it on him, said hey,
I'm done with that.
Take his mic.
So many different, like, I like Jake the Snake. I like Jake the Snake back when he was wrestling, but Jake the Snake be saying some old people stuff. He's the one of those guys when you get the mic and you go to a family reunion or something and you talk to your uncle or your
drunk uncle.
Yeah, and he be saying some stuff that you're just like, Unc, I see what you're trying to say. I get it. But did you have to say it that way?
Like your daddy really ain't your daddy. Just like what?
Like, wait, Unc. But did you have to put it that way? See, let me tell you, back when I was growing up, man. Let me sit down real quick. Back when the snake and the mule had a party one time in the forest, like, and they got together and they realized ain't nobody throwing hands. Unc, what are you talking about? Ain't nobody going to fight because none of them had hands. So they got along. Unc.
Like, what?
What are we talking about here? Like, that's one thing I'm excited for.
Somebody get Unc off the stage.
Exactly. Somebody take the cup out of his hand, please. Just take, no. Auntie, take the cup out his hand. No, don't give him more. Take it out.
Don't let him light a cigarette in here.
Who let him light a cigarette around the children?
I can't smoke.
So I can't smoke. You can't let me drink.
Oh, right, goodness.
That's it. I'm going to sit in the car.
I'm sorry.
I'm happy that we're getting a more. I will miss heel Lance Archer. Don't get me wrong. I will miss heel Lance Archer. But in this capacity, I don't think he's going to beat Miro. I will say that right now. I do not think that he's going to beat Miro. Kip Sabian just had surgery. So I don't know his time frame on how long he's going to be out for. Personally, I hope that doesn't mean they take off Penelope.
I don't think so.
I hope that she still gets an opportunity to, do her solo thing. She deserves it. But I don't know. I don't see Lance Archer really taking that title off of Miro. Speaking of titles, we got a very, very interesting, apparently a very interesting show up with Serena Deeb, the NWA Women's World Champion, putting on that match against Red Velvet. How was that?
That was a good match. Like, I thought Red Velvet was going, like, I mean, I kind of figured she was going to retain, but like it looked pretty close. Like, so, it was
honestly like, and you know, once again, I don't watch as much AEW as I necessarily should. Like, is there a reason I don't hear as much about Red Velvet as I did with the initial Jade Cargill match.
Because like, she was mostly on like dark, getting okay. you know, getting matches in and everything like that.
Okay.
And
yeah, I didn't really know because I heard a lot of her before. And then the Jade Cargill, you know what I mean? Obviously they made that a big deal. There was a lot of names involved with that, from Shaq to Cody. And of course she stepped in for Brandy right after Brandy. I think that was right around the time Brandy got pregnant.
Yeah.
Found out she was pregnant. So a lot of those kind of like that perfect storm for a casual AEW fan like myself, super casual AEW fan, to kind of hear the name and be able to associate. But then after that, I didn't really hear as much until here recently, with that title match.
I'd like to see her more on Dynamite though, because I mean she's good.
Who would you put her in a feud with? Like, I don't know where she's at with the rankings and everything that like, Britt Baker about.
I'm interested to see if they're gonna start doing, you know, like more than one match with the women's division, mm-hmm. because they're going to, I don't know if you've seen Tony Khan talk about this, but they're going to have another hour added, but it'll be on Fridays.
Okay.
It'll be
part six.
Well, no, they're going to add another hour. So I'm thinking maybe they'll start doing that.
I heard somebody, and I don't know if you heard the same thing. It might've been a couple weeks ago. Somebody tweeted it was one of the former women wrestlers. She was talking about how a company needs to have their very own women's wrestling show, which I think especially with something like WWE that has one of the most dominant women's divisions. That can you imagine, like, if they had their own show, sustainable show for 2 hours?
Yeah,
invested storylines, like given the same, type of full-fledged storylines, dude, that would be so nuts. That would give people like Dana Brooke, you know what I mean, bigger opportunities. People that you got NXT, which in my opinion, I think NXT does some of the best debuts when it comes to, women's division out there. So they made Zoe Stark look like $1 million. And mm-hmm. they find a way to showcase talent that's already there. And that's what I think is what I like about NXT with their women's division is, like, I'm not saying this, like, I don't have the same kind of investment in AEW. And like I said, I'm a casual AEW fan. Not saying that I don't have the same kind of investment in their women's division, but there's just something about like that NXT women's division that I look at. I'm like, yo, boom, boom, Shotzi and Ember. You know what I mean? Dope feuds. What's it called? Zoe Stark, Toni Storm, dope feuds. You got Saray now in there, Io Shirai. You know what I mean? They're bang, bang. And then you go to the main roster with Asuka, with Charlotte, with Becky, with Bianca, with, you know what I'm saying? Like Mandy and all this talent that's in this one umbrella. If WWE was to ever put a 2 hour show, you know what I mean? Even if you just put it on, not necessarily like network television, but even just on like the WWE network.
Yeah.
Shoot, put it on network television. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there would be not only be a demand for it, I feel like there would be major return on investment for it. As long as you provide the same type of, in-depth storylines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Like what?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I see more of the women's division in AEW on Dark for right now.
Like from an outsider, it's a lot of Britt Baker. It's a lot of Hikaru Shida. A lot, obviously before and still Nyla Rose. Those are just a lot of the names that stand out to me. Of course, I know they're still the big swoles. You know what I mean? There's still a lot of very good talent out there. Yeah, Chris Statlander, Rebel. She had that match with Shida.
Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
She's part of like
but both. She's NWA as well. No, AAA. Excuse me. There's a lot of female talent on there. You got Jade Cargill, you got Red Velvet. But I don't know whether it's just the storylines don't have me as invested across the board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like with SmackDown, you had Bayley come out in the opening of the show, taking the mic away from Sonya. And pretty much challenging Bianca right there, that I'm immediately like, yo, let's start the match, make it happen. Like,
yeah.
It was that kind of investment for me. And it's not, you know, I mean, you've known me long enough. It's not because I hold WWE to like a higher standard or anything like that. It's just, I don't know. I would just like to see that same kind of an investment. I don't know.
And there's going to be another day too. Like there's going to be another show.
I know you said something to me earlier this week about AEW going to Friday next week or something. Well, because of,
yeah, that's
because of the playoffs or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're going to add, I seen Tony Khan talking about this to mm-hmm. Mark Henry and somebody else, mm-hmm. but yeah, there's going to be another show. And on Fridays, there's going to be an extra hour. There's going to be an hour added part of Dynamite, but on Friday, it's weird, but
so is it
okay?
So is it okay? So it's like if they had a post show for the people that are there in the stands, yet they'll just upload it on Friday, or it'll just air on Friday. Is that kind of what I'm getting?
Yeah, it'll be like at 9 o'clock.
Okay, so but they're not going to be. It's not going to be live. They're not going to be filming it live.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay. I don't think it will.
I'm just trying to think. Maybe it's like if you're in the live audience and you're there for 2 hours. You know how WWE yeah. used to do it. You would go to a live. You go to a Monday Night Raw taping, and then immediately afterwards they would do like 205 live, or immediately yeah. beforehand they would do an episode of Main Event. It might be something like that where they still have AEW Dynamite on Wednesdays. But on Friday, it'll just be that last hour that you didn't see. But isn't that what?
Yeah,
I guess that's not what Dark is it?
No. Dark okay, is
Dark
still,
is just a
no.
separate.
Yeah.
Okay. Dark is a separate entity. Okay.
Because they've been still having like it's not just like it's not squash matches and shit like stuff like that on there. It's just like they'll have like Dark Order and Matt Hardy and them fighting, or like just.
Yeah, I guess Private Party's been on there a little bit more. I'm just going.
Yeah, Private Party's been on there. Yeah, like they've been on there lately. They haven't been on.
First off,
what?
First off, I'm going to need all of AEW to get all of these emotions out of my episodes of BTE. I don't want to be watching BTE sitting there in my feels.
Oh, like, Christopher Daniels.
Yes, dude. What?
He didn't have to do that.
He didn't have to do that at all.
Not on there. Not
like,
on there.
Bro, I was like, I'm sitting here watching it like, uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, it mm-hmm. yeah, you know what it really almost got to mm-hmm. me? Because I watched Christopher Daniels for a while, bro.
I love you, CD.
Like, when him and AJ was going back and forth back in the day.
So,
like,
funny story. I was scrolling through YouTube the other night. And, you know, there are nights where I'm just up. I'm just awake for no reason at all. Just scrolling through YouTube. And there was one of their tag team matches. And I think it was
Hernandez and Homicide.
Yes, it was that one because they had the purple trunks on.
Yes, that's one of my favorite matches.
It just randomly came across and was like recommended videos, and it was on there. And I think I watched like the first like 7 minutes of the match or something. And I didn't catch the rest of it. But yeah, I was like, this is one of these matches I have to go back and watch, huh? It was definitely that's what came to mind. Was like, this is
Hernandez in that match, man. Mm-hmm. AJ. Well, here's the thing: AJ got handled, and he did handle his business too, because mm-hmm. Hernandez gonna throw you.
So you
just gonna get thrown.
Let me ask you this: once again, because you've watched a crap ton more of Impact. If you could give me three Impact matches that you would say, Vegas, right now, these are the three Impact matches that you should watch, what would they be?
Christopher Daniels and AJ, I think the Iron Man match they had.
So against each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christopher
Daniels versus AJ in an Iron Man match. Okay.
Have you seen any Ultimate X matches?
I'm asking you if you were okay. If you were talking
Chris,
to somebody,
Chris Sabin, AJ, and Petey Williams in the Ultimate X match.
Okay. And number three.
Let me see. Motor City. You already seen that one.
Machine guns.
Yeah. You already seen that match. Dang, man. All I'm going to have to do with AJ. What? I'm trying
I mean,
to
get... You got a little bit of bias there. I understand.
I'm trying to get out of it, though. Like, I'm trying to, like, switch, like,
were
my
there
last
any good,
one.
Like, were there any of modern era, like Kurt Angle, like any Moose matches, any, like... You know what I mean? EC3 matches. It was just like, dude, this match
Kurt
was crazy.
Kurt and AJ's match was cool.
Of course, AJ. You're like, yeah, AJ and Kurt. Yeah, AJ and Dixie Carter. AJ and Don Callis. AJ and
Abyss.
Mike Kanellis. AJ and Abyss. AJ.
Ooh. Okay. I got a good tag team match for you.
Okay.
Triple X against... America's Triple Most Wanted, Christopher Daniels, Elix Skipper, and Loki.
Okay, I know that name. He used to come out as like Agent 47, right?
Yeah,
come out as the him. Hitman guy with the red tie.
That's him.
Yeah, I was just like, why is Hitman in wrestling?
See, you can't do that because I was gonna throw some Amazing Red in there too.
Okay, I feel it. And who you said the America's Most Wanted?
Mm-hmm. That's James Storm and
Bobby Roode?
Chris, I forgot what his last name was.
Who are they? Beer Country or something like that? Beer?
Oh, that was Roode. Yeah, Roode and James Storm.
What was it? What were they called? Beer Money. Beer Money. I said Beer Country.
Beer Money.
Oh, Lord. I just remember seeing clips of AJ and Frank Kazarian in a faction with Ric Flair.
Oh, Fortune.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yep. So what was that? Was that like... his evolution for Impact,
something like that. And then they had the main event Mafia with Sting's Kevin Nash and
oh my god,
Kurt main Angle event
Mafia. I kind of like that.
Booker T was in it.
I kind of
that was
like
when
that.
Booker was acting the fool at the table.
Main event,
you gotta grab him by that neck bone.
Oh my god,
bro. Oh. That era was, yeah. It's good.
Yeah. What that entire there. that time of wrestling. Very, very interesting. So when do you expect? I know this is kind of random, completely off topic, but then again, most of the conversations have been. When do you expect, how long is Adam Cole gonna be out for? When are you expecting Cole to come back? Because for some reason, and I don't know whether it's just me, but like NXT. It feels like a piece is missing. Like, it's still running full throttle. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong.
No,
there's
I'm just
a lot of great.
No, it
great
is.
Stuff
I'm just
going
sitting
on.
There wondering. I was like, when's he gonna attack?
Yeah, I'm just like in the back of my mind, even through all of like everything with MSK, everything with Tommaso Ciampa and them, like everything is running with the way, like everything is running great. But in the back of my mind, I'm still like, there's a piece, a big piece of NXT that's still missing. When does he come back?
It'd be cool if it's like just a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, maybe.
I was about to say live crowd.
Yeah.
Because they've started opening for what they say, SmackDown and Raw. Dude. July 19th. So I think Money in the Bank is in Fort Worth. And the Monday Night Raw after Money in the Bank is in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is crazy. That's right down the street, bro. What's up? I'm kidding. I got you over there thinking, though.
Leave me alone. I have time to take off for that, too. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me.
He said, don't talk to me or my child ever again. No, that's, yeah, I saw that, and I was like, ooh, I definitely thought about it. it definitely crossed. As soon as I saw it, I was like, I definitely, that would be fun. But nope, holding out until next year. Holding out till WrestleMania.
Can't go for that. No.
Holding out to WrestleMania. Yeah, I'm ready to see Adam Cole back in the mix. I think the NXT championship is a little bit crowded right now. I think there's a lot going on in that level. So maybe the North American, that's another person I can see kind of stepping into that North American versus Bronson Reed. That's another, you know what I'm saying? That's another good choice. It's another good person to put into that feud. But once again, if he's coming back, he's going for Kyle. He's absolutely going for Kyle. Still a little bit surreal that we have Natty and Tamina as champs. I wasn't here for it to start off. You know what I mean? I respect the history of it, and I respect the extreme respect for Tamina. Extreme respect for Tamina. But initially, just from, you know, I mean, from the storyline and all that stuff, I was a little bit speculative on it. But it's starting to grow on me. It's starting to grow on me.
I'm okay with it because no more slipping on water.
Yes.
No more falling on the side of the ring.
Yes. That too.
Or saying, you know.
No, I got you. And I'm okay. I'm okay with them having the titles. I like them having the titles. I guess saying I'm okay with it sounds like I'm giving it permission. Like, oh, I'm okay if you do it. That's not the case. I like them with the titles. I want them doing more than sitting in a playhouse. You know what I'm saying? I want them once again and give them that respect. Give them that hardcore storyline. Give them those dope matches. And who knows? Maybe this is the opportunity to use them as a debut of a new tag team partner for Alexa. But I hope it's not debut as a tag team partner for Alexa. Give me your titles immediately. You know what I'm saying? Because then I'm going to feel like it was super short. It was robbed. Because once again, they are starting to grow on me. And I am starting to enjoy it. But who knows? That Kofi, Randy, Riddle, Xavier. Is Riddle officially turning heel? Like,
he pushed him.
And as long as we both watched Randy, we've even said this before, like, we're only counting how long it is until Randy turns, but maybe we're thinking a little bit wrong.
Yeah. Cause maybe Randy's going to like this.
Yeah. And maybe Riddle's going to bring, maybe Randy's going to bring a different type of intensity out of Riddle. Now, another thing that I was thinking about and while watching the match, I was a little bit like, ooh, okay. The New Day was acting kind of like heels. Like, until Riddle like stood up and pushed them.
Yeah.
Like, some of the stuff the New Day was doing, like some of the stuff that they were saying, and I have a bad habit of doing this where it's like I do role reverse and I'm like, all right, imagine if a heel was saying some of the stuff that Xavier Woods and Kofi was saying. Imagine if a heel was distracting the ref and doing some of the stuff that Xavier Woods would be doing. He'd be getting booed out the stadium. He would be getting, like, you know what I mean? Like, Xavier Woods got thrown out as a face. Like, there was just a lot of that heel antics that was going on. And I was just like, are they about to turn New Day heel? Like, I was expecting, like, Xavier to hop the ring and start hitting somebody with a trombone or something. I'm just like, okay, maybe, because there was a lot of heel antics being thrown into that mix. And then when Riddle attacked, I was like, oh, okay. This is interesting. This is very, very interesting. But I don't know. What do you think? You think this is a ongoing tag team? You think this was a tag team that might have been formed by the fans? Like, the fans really enjoyed it, and they wanted to pull the trigger on Randy, like turn it on him this early, but maybe they were like, you know what, let's get Riddle heel? Or do you think this was kind of the plan the entire time?
I think that
I will say roll up finishes kind of seem like heel finishes too. I'm just saying they kind of seem like cheap heel finishes. Sometimes.
They do. I still feel like Randy's going to turn on him, but I feel like this tag team is going to
ride out
a little bit. And then like, they're going to lose a match that Randy wants to win. And that's when he's going to turn on him.
So do they have any championship potential? Do you think they have any tag champ potential? Or do you think this is just one of those where they're here just because it's an entertaining group that's not supposed to work together. Kind of thing.
I wouldn't mind seeing them go for the belts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't mind it. Either way, if it's on AJ and Almost, either way, somebody would get turned on in that match or after the match.
Yeah,
whoever loses.
Oh, so you think if AJ and Almost drop, like Almost turns on AJ?
Maybe.
It's
like, please don't hurt AJ's back, please. If you do, please don't.
He said, please just don't do that. Just don't do that. I will give this to Monday Night Raw. I will give them two cheers for slight redemption. But the Damian Priest, John Morrison, I'll give them slight redemption on it.
Okay.
Just because I feel like they recognized, you know what I mean? That was a little bit of that self-awareness of obviously what happened at WrestleMania Backlash with the zombies and everything. I feel like that, like WWE was kind of like, all right, we hear you guys. We hear you guys. We get it.
About that one.
Exactly. They're just like, we get it. We understand, we get it. And I think this was a little bit of a better showing.
Can I just say this? I did want to see like if Miz was gonna just come back as a zombie. Just have him dressed up.
Oh my god.
I mean, did you see who the zombies were?
In the sense of kayfabe.
Scotty Too High.
Somebody said Jake Atlas was one or something.
I think so.
That's hilarious. We did a live react on Twitch for Backlash. Join at awkward_Vegas on Twitch. Cheap pop. And somebody mentioned that in the chat that Jake Atlas might have been a zombie. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then of course, how we always do as wrestling fans, we start thinking of the 24 special 15 years down the road when it's like I started my wrestling career in WWE as a zombie. For WrestleMania Backlash, and here I am holding the what would be called then?
Yeah.
The Universal WWE Heavyweight Championship. Like, it would be some combined title. And he started my career as a zombie in a lumberjack match.
That are like MJF. I got pushed into a wall.
Yeah, by Samoa Joe. Like that's how they started their career. But no, I'll give them props for attempting some redemption on that. But out of everything, I will give Raw props for the fact that they're giving Rikosi Het a little bit more.
You need to chill.
You know, I always call him that. Giving Rikosi Het a little bit more that screen time with against Sheamus, the U.S. champion.
Yeah, and he had the jacket and stuff on.
Hey, my man came off of that. I will say, I think that Ali match impressed a lot of people. That Ali Ricochet match. Hopefully, it impressed a lot of people in the back. Because after that, you know what I mean? They started really using him in this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that match had a little bit to do with it. Maybe they're finally starting to see the talent that's already there. Like, maybe they're hopefully starting to see the talent that's already there. I forgot to. No, I think we talked about this earlier today. The tweet that Moose sent out.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that? Did you ever find it?
No. Huh.
Oh my gosh, dude. So, let me see if I can find it real quick. Because I was like, oh okay. Because he goes by the Wrestling God.
Oh, the next one.
Yes. Did you finally see it?
You told me about it.
Yeah. let me see exactly because I want to say that. Okay. Apparently, as of right now, it was a time of recording. It was 14 hours ago. And he put, I love when you all argue about what my next move is. And I'm sure he's probably just trolling the entire wrestling community. But next was spelled capital N, lowercase e, capital X, capital T. Which obviously is NXT. So, two-parter. Number one. Do you think he leaves Impact? I don't even know if he's up to, if his contract's coming up, but something, somebody tweeting something like that makes me think that a contract is somehow coming up soon.
I'm really not sure. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I haven't seen, like, I haven't watched too much of Impact with him on it.
So I think, well, you know, he just came out and he just called out Kenny. He called out Kenny Omega.
I did see that.
So my thing is this, with him calling out Kenny Omega, is this kind of his, like he loses to Kenny and then goes on something. I mean, doesn't resign, but I feel like that's just so blatant and in your face that it's like, it almost makes me think that you're staying right there. You're not coming. Yeah. I mean, you're not jumping ship. No one is that, especially with that caliber on that level. You know what I mean? Cause in my opinion, as a non-Impact watcher, I know the name Moose. And I recognize, you know what I mean, the push that he's gotten for the last couple of years. So, I don't know. Like, I think that him coming to NXT would be cool. Second part of the question, if he came to NXT, who do you put him in a feud with?
Jeez. I wouldn't mind seeing him and Bronson go back and forth.
See, I was going to say Karrion. Just take it back to the Impact days.
Too, yeah.
They know each other.
Well, of course, that one.
Yeah, like, but I've always wondered if he ever calls and scouts ahead. Like, if he's like, hey, man, if I come over there, like you know how in NBA you have tampering? Where it's like, I can't have you over here, bro. Like, but you know, let's be real. You know, in the wrestling industry, you see them take pictures together. You know, they're friends. Like, you know, they hang out. So it's like, I wonder if he ever calls and is like, "Hey, all right, man. Like, if I come over there, can you guarantee that I can get a match with you?" And Karrion's is over there like, TikTok, TikTok, TikTok.
Oh, here you go.
TikTok, tick tick, TikTok.
Yep. Here
TikTok,
you go.
TikTok, TikTok, TikTok.
Is TikTok, that all TikTok. He says?
TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. And Moose is like, oh, for real? You can do that? And Karrion's like, TikTok, tick, tick, tock, tock.
Wow. TikTok. Tick, 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 tock, tock. Okay, you're done.
Oh, man. But no, I would put him in with Karrion. I think that would be a good start. I think somebody like that, once again, it's Moose. Yeah, I mean, like, I think at this point, as long as they don't give him a name change.
Yeah.
As long as they don't give him a name change, that's fine.
He's going to go by Goose.
Don't say that. Don't say that, because he's going to come out with a Top Gun reference. No one's going to want that.
I'm so sorry.
No one is going to want that. But no, that's, I don't know. That's going to be an interesting, I didn't even realize his contract was, I guess, close to coming up. But next week, we got a big week next week. We got Frankie Monet debut. Mm-hmm. We got Karrion Kross versus Finn Balor 2. We might get Cameron Grimes versus Ted DiBiase in a match. No, I'm kidding. We're not gonna.
No, we won't.
No, we're not. Maybe Raquel versus Ever-Rise. Raquel and Dakota versus Ever-Rise. No, not gonna get that either. No, I don't think we'll get that either. We get Bobby Fish versus Pete Dunne next week. Man, we got Jimmy and Jay, and I guess their first tag team match next week against the Street Profits.
Maybe because we don't know what Roman told Jay.
Yeah. So this is we got a big.
Aleister Black is back.
Yes, Aleister Black. I did see that. Aleister Black is officially back. And apparently it looks like he's going after Big E. It looks like he's going to go after Big E. I was really excited with the way that match went. Really, really enjoyed it. I'm even okay with the debut of Aleister Black. I just was not okay with that ending. Like that, it just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I wish there was more. I wish there was more. But I am okay with Black making that return. I feel like more and more they're painting Apollo to still be that, like, not conniving, but he's getting a lot of outside help to win these victories.
Yeah.
And it paints him as a bigger heel, you know what I mean? But it paints him as like a, I'm not going to say weak, but like, I wish a couple of these matches, they would just let him win clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let him win clean. Stop making him win to where it seems like he's not good enough to be able to win clean, to be able to beat Big E clean, because he needs help from this person. And because he needs help from this person, it just makes him seem like kind of like that. I don't know. That shady champ, kind of like Awkward Dating.
Oh, I'm shady now.
Huh?
I heard what you said.
What? Sorry, I had something.
I heard exactly what you said.
Caught my throat.
I'm not shady. It's just you need to pick better picks.
See, we're not going to talk about the past. We're just going to continue moving towards the future because that's what we're about.
See, I wasn't going to say nothing until you called me shady.
He said, I'm going to keep my mouth shut until you said something. But I will say Sammy did get the conspiracy knocked out of him. As KO said, my man took some bumps. He definitely took some bumps. And I'm still trying to figure out what's going on, because now we got Rick Boogs playing Shinsuke to the ring. I don't know what's going on anymore with Shinsuke. Shinsuke is the Burger King, bro. He is the Burger King.
He wore it pumping gas today.
Yes, bro. Like, he is the Burger King. I at this point in time, I don't care what they do with Shinsuke. Just make him a king and keep this gimmick. Keep this whole thing going and you will have my attention. Keep this whole thing going with Shinsuke and you'll have my attention. You have Shinsuke on TV and you have him doing something entertaining and I'm happy. I wish we would get AJ versus Shinsuke again, like in a serious, you know what I mean, like New Japan style match before, you know I mean, one of them retires. But at this point in time in my life, this is the Shinsuke that I need. And I didn't realize that I needed the Shinsuke.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it. You got anything else, brother?
No, that's all pretty much I seen this week. I mean,
we got one more show before. Wait a minute, dude. Are we going to be able to have a show before Double or Nothing? Let me see. When's Double or Nothing? The 30th? That's on a Sunday, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, we'll have our prediction, I almost said Backlash. Our Double or Nothing prediction show next week. Next week, same time, same place. And as always, we appreciate you guys rocking with us. Once again, I'm the Ambassador of Awkward. I am the Warden of Weird. He is that dude, Awkward Day Day. Find us on Twitch, Instagram, Twitter. Find me on TikTok, Snapchat. He doesn't get down with that yet. He's not cool as me.
I'm the champion.
But that doesn't magnify your coolness.
Champions are cool.
I mean, some of them are.
You're right. Some are, but I am.
But, speaking of cool champions, I'm digging this Seth Rollins. I love off the rails, unhinged, crazy Seth Rollins. Oh, my God. That whole segment tonight with Cesaro has me so ready for this feud. Yeah. Oh, my God. It has me ready for this feud. But go ahead and check us out on any places you listen to your favorite podcast. So whether it be iHeartRadio, whether it be Spotify, whether it be Pandora, tune in and check us out. Why? Because we appreciate it. So until next time, do us these wonderful three favors. You already did the one before. You already pardoned our awkwardness. So do us this. Stay safe, stay awkward, and have a great, great time. Day-day. Dag me out.